Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little SRV bringing us back. Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and let me see if I can figure out another way to say that. We're having a great visit with our good friend Robert J. Fisher. Bob Fisher is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's a certified financial planner. But other things, Bob, you have other things going on in your life, don't you?
I absolutely do.
You're a teacher. You're a professor, aren't you?
I teach thinking, I speak on thinking, and I write about thinking, and I have a very active blog there at the Virginia Thinking Institute, where I write provocative posts about all types of things that have to do with thinking, and how we could make our government do better is part of what I've been writing about lately.
Right. Good for you. So that's VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And so we're talking about simplicity. We're talking about how to simplify our lives, how to avoid complexity. So when we're – oh, I know what it was. You had a story you were going to tell us.
Yes. Recently, I was buying some tickets for the opera. So
which opera?
I got – for the opera, yes.
Which one?
And I got something
which
in
opera?
The mail.
I want to know which opera.
Oh, it was a Streetcar Named Desire.
Okay. All right. All right. There you go.
So I get in the mail this announcement, you know, this postcard that this opera is coming. I said, that would be great. I would love to see that opera. I never have. And so I go to the website. And the first thing that they do at the website where I'm there, you know, with my credit card in hand, ready to buy the tickets, a little window pops up and it says, do you have a coupon? So what do you think that I do then?
You start looking for a coupon.
I start looking for
you
a coupon.
You backed off. You didn't buy from them, did you?
Oh, I right away back off it, and I start looking for a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
Next I click through, and they say, select your seat. Mm-hmm. And there's this massive, extremely complicated diagram there,
right.
And I'm trying to figure out where the heck I want to sit.
Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so my point is that a tremendous amount of time, energy, and effort was spent to drive the customer from where they were to get them sitting in front of the computer with a credit card in hand,
right,
ready to buy, and at that point they introduced a massive amount of complexity.
Hit you with a bucket of cold water.
And I didn't buy.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that too. And this is something I've seen on many small business websites, is they're in the sock business. They sell socks. But you go to their website and you can't find – they make it hard to find the link that says – you know, you think that they if they sell socks, you think there'd be a big flashing arrow that says, click here to buy socks from us.
Yes.
But there isn't one.
Yes.
And you have to look hard to find it. I don't understand that. Now, that's called shooting yourself in the foot, Bob.
And what you need to do is take someone who doesn't know and just watch them go to your website,
right,
and see what they have trouble with.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I heard a senior VP of a major global company told me one time that she had not really gone to their and taken their customer's experience on the website. And she did, and she basically broke out in a cold sweat when she realized how bumbling and stupid their website was, for how bad the experience was for them, for her. And she said about getting it fixed.
Well, I went and purchased Microsoft Office for Mac, and when I did that, a little window popped up and said, would you like to buy Project Manager?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very special price that we got through a corporate discount. And I said, well, wonderful. I'd like to buy that. And do you know that runs on a PC, not on a Mac? So they sent me software for a computer that I didn't
you don't
have.
Have. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, not very smart. Well, no, this happens all the time. And here's the thing. Big companies have this happen to them because half the time the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. That
yes.
should not happen in a small business.
I agree with you.
When you're complicating your things, and Bob, you said it. I think you said it a minute ago. The way to identify simplicity
mm-hmm.
and complexity and eradicate one the latter and gravitate toward the former is to go take the experience yourself. Right?
Absolutely. When you think about things, think about them solely from the perspective of simplicity. So don't think about profit margins. Don't think about anything except when you're thinking about it, think about it solely from the issue of simplicity. And then when you've got solutions that simplify your operations, your sales, life for your employees, your customer experience, then you can go back and say, well, you know, is this can we implement this? I mean, it
right.
sure, it simplifies your customer's life if when they order something, you get in your car and you drive it to their residence immediately. But you may not be able to do that. But there may be ways you can deliver it to them quicker or faster
right.
or simpler and make it easier.
Whenever I'm buying technology and the guys put it together for me, and I go through and try to do the experience with it, I say, okay, I've got to click three times to get this. Can we make it where there's only two clicks? They
yes.
select it, and then they run it. And, mm-hmm. well, we hadn't thought about that. I said, I want two clicks, not three clicks. Make it happen. But you got to tell them to do that. You got to tell these guys to do that, folks. Don't let them bluff you into thinking you got to have three clicks when you can probably have two clicks. Right back with Robert J. Fisher after these messages. We're going to talk some more about avoiding complexity and gravitating toward simplicity.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.